Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman bunts towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mills moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Mills scores. Kramer moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to third. Pete moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball four. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Mills reaches third base with a triple. Grove goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. McNair moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sewell to Appling covering second. The throw back to home, and McNair is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grove is called out on strikes. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Berger moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball towards left. Radcliffe catches it and throws to Hayes, who relays to Bonura to double up Grove. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.